AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The devastating school shooting in Parkland, Florida, was reenacted today as part of a civil lawsuit. Max Schachter's son, Alex, was one of the 17 people killed in 2018.
I hope that this shared experience of us all going through this together, understanding the failures and at the same time grieving the 17 beautiful souls that are no longer with us, but will always be with us, that we can come together and we can enact common sense school safety solutions so that this will never happen again.
A woman among the Gilgo Beach victims on Long Island has been identified. Suffolk County DA Raymond Tierney.
A DNA profile suitable for genealogical comparison was developed from the remains of Karen Vergata. In September of 2022, the FBI was able via a genetic genealogy review to identify Ms. Vergata presumptively as Fire Island Jane Doe.
A new survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows the majority of Americans think popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic should be more readily available. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder on the drawbacks.
The interest in these drugs drops dramatically once people find out that they're very expensive, that health insurance might not cover these drugs, that the FDA may not have approved some of these drugs for weight loss.
Gas prices are going up. The national average for a gallon of regular is now $3.83, around 30 cents more than a month ago. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
How common is it for a 30-cent spike in a month? That seems like a lot.
It is, and usually there is then some sort of other circumstance.
Like
a hurricane or a war.
Aixa Diaz from AAA.
We're looking at several factors: supply, demand, cost of oil, and then we have this wild card with extreme heat. In certain parts of the country, extreme temperatures, triple digits, will affect refineries because they don't want to work in such extreme heat.
The latest jobs report shows signs of slowing. Employers added 187,000 positions last month, fewer than expected. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
Between lower than expected payroll gains for July and downward revisions for the prior 2 months, hiring has clearly been moderating. And with the revisions, we've now seen June register the smallest number for hiring since December 2020. June and May saw total downward payrolls revisions of 49,000.
Stocks are up. The Dow is up 117. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping...
Mom, I can't sleep. Dad, just one more story?
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use for ages 4 and up.
Dad, I don't feel good.
I'll grab the Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey.
Isn't DayQuil just for parents?
Actually, Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey is just for kids. Specially designed to treat kids' most bothersome cold symptoms quickly. With a honey-licious tasting flavor kids like.
You know what else kids like?
DayQuil Kids Honey first, then video games.
Deal.
Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey. The kids' honey-licious daytime coughing, congestion, stuffy head, stuffy nose medicine. Safe for ages 6+.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. Deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Two young men drowned in the Wisconsin River on Thursday. A group of adults were enjoying the water on a sandbar in Columbia County when one person started struggling. Others tried to help, but then a second man also went under and didn't resurface. Responders found the body of a 25-year-old male on Thursday evening. They broke off the search when it got dark. The body of the second swimmer, a 24-year-old male, was recovered early Friday morning. Both bodies were recovered in about 17 feet of water. Officials are calling the incident a tragic accident and say no foul play is involved. The Buckley Baldwin VW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on August 8th from 4 to 8 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids. 10% of all proceeds that night will go to support programs and operation of the post. Stop down to say hello and help support your local veterans of foreign wars. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 87. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Upper 70s Sunday and Monday with thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Madison Gay Hockey Association is the largest LGBTQ league in the world. We strive to offer hockey to people who've never had the chance to strap on skates before and welcome everyone regardless of gender, sexuality, or socioeconomic status. If you'd like to support our scholarship and gear assistance programs or view our game schedule, please visit our website at madisongayhockey.org. That's madisongayhockey.org.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Lighting Hub, along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board, in for a vacationing Mr. Zommers from the Wayne County Fair in Iowa with the governor, Ron DeSantis. Now to the Wisconsin State Fair, which is a much, much better deal, if you ask me. I love the fair. I love everything about the fair. I love the cream puffs. Mr. Mathers, not so much.
No, I'm not a big fan. I will eat a lot of different things at the state fair. I'll try a bunch of things, but the things that I have tried that I know I don't like, cream puffs.
All right, fine. No cream puffs for Lukester. I love
more
cream
for
puffs.
Everybody else. Hey.
But you're a big fried on a stick guy.
Oh yeah,
guy.
Yes.
Anything on a stick.
We're 6 days away. State fair is coming up fast.
And speaking of that, the keeper of all of our tickets has opened up the ticket vault. And what have you brought with you in your satchel?
This is fantastic. He brings a leather it's a bound satchel. It's been used. It's been rubbed with all kinds of mink oil over the years. It's a beautiful leather satchel, and you have pulled out.
They're crumpled up in the back of my wallet. That's what I guess the equivalent. Like if I had to carry them around, that's where they'd be. But I don't think I could carry as many tickets as we have here at Civic Media all on me at once. But we got a 4-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to give away to your lovely listeners, Todd.
A 4-pack. There you go. You and three of your wonderful friends, family, whoever you want to take with you, 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair for any day, correct?
Any day. And you could invite Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and show him the Slurpees, the Icies, show him around the Wisconsin State Fair if you really wanted to. I wouldn't do that, but you could do that with the other 3 of your tickets if you're the winner.
There you go. We're going to give the tickets away. What should we do here? Should we do a trivia or should we just do it? I've been thinking about other things, Luke. You understand? I've been thinking about...
I don't know what that's like.
I know. Right? Give me a break. All right.
4 tickets. Let's do caller number 4.
There you go.
That's easy.
That's why you're in charge.
That's why I'm in charge.
Caller number 4 gets 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair for free. Gratis. No dinero. Call the number 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Caller number 4. Luke is screening the calls. He will tell you what number you are, and we will put caller number 4 on the air. Caller number 4 to 844-967-2789 will get 4 tickets. Stay with us. We're going to find out. Phones are going crazy. There's a call from Anonymous. They also wrote the great book called Primary Colors by Anonymous as well. We appreciate them calling in. Who would have thought you would have got a world-class author and film person calling the old show today? 844-967-2789, caller number 4. We're going to put you on the air in just a moment, and that person will have 1 of 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. You've got the people that I love, I've said this before, at the State Fair, is the big pavilion where you've got like the sham wow guy and the Ginza Tokyo knife. They're doing all the demonstrations. I love it. It's like live television. It's theater, you understand. So I'm looking forward to getting down there to the State Fair. I believe now we have our caller number 4 is on the air. She is from Madison, and Sheila from Madison, I believe you are on the air. Let's just hold on 1 second. Sheila, go ahead. Congratulations. You have won the tickets.
So awesome. I've never been to the State Fair before, so this
really?
Is great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yep. Are you listening to us on WMDX or on the Civic Media app?
On the radio.
On the radio. Very good. Here in Madison, WMDX. Well, that's fantastic. Do you have 3 friends, family, whomever you can take with you?
I sure do.
All right. Well, that's great. The State Fair coming up, your first time there. We appreciate you listening to us, and we're happy to send you to your inaugural visit to Wisconsin State Fair. You will not... be disappointed. It's a great time had by all. Don't go anywhere. Don't hold on. Don't hang up. Hold on, rather.
Hold on, yeah, please. Do
hold. Luke is going to take your information off the air, and we'll get those tickets to you. Thanks a lot, Sheila. We appreciate you. All right.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What are your music playlists, podcast feeds, and social media scrolls all have in common? Spoiler alert, they're a reflection of you.
And that's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan has in common, too. It gives you options to help you personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you, so you can see more of yourself and everything you love.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
State Senator Brad Path as a leftist. This guy just has abusive behavior. It's the same type of behavior, and add into that the drinking. I mean, this is the same stuff of the domestic abuse we deal with. And as Trygve Olson said, he's an embarrassment to every person in Wisconsin and the 3rd Congressional District. And I applaud Republican leader Mitch McConnell. And quite frankly, I applaud U.S. Senator Ron Johnson for going along with Mitch McConnell and condemning Van Orten. It would seem that someone who was a former SEAL, Navy SEAL, would have the chutzpah to man up and admit he was wrong and apologize to teenagers who he verbally assaulted. 23 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Want to start this here?
Luke, 2 o'clock, sir.
Or 2 o'clock, yeah.
Come on, man.
It's a Friday. You're keeping me on my toes.
Isn't that what it is? You're making sure that I'm aware that it's the 2 o'clock hour. Sure. I did a double take there. I was like, wait, what?
Luke's like, oh my God, I hope it's not 1 o'clock. No, 2:23. A very important story. Heather Cox Richardson, a great reporter, author who we've used before. Headline, mega extremists hold American hostage. May cause a government shutdown. The House, U.S. House representatives left for its August recess this week without passing 11 of the 12 appropriation bills necessary to fund the government after September, setting up the conditions for a government shutdown this fall. If they cannot pass the bills and negotiate with the Senate in the short time frame they have left, far-right Republicans don't really care too much, apparently. Representative Bob Good, Republican of Virginia, who seems to be up to no good, told reporters this week, quote, "We should not fear a government shutdown. Most of what we do up here is bad anyway," unquote. Representative Catherine Clark, Democrat of Massachusetts, the second ranking Democrat in the House, disagreed. She said this, quote, "The Republican conference is saying they're sending us home for 6 weeks without funding the government. That we have one bill out of 12 completed because extremists are holding your conference hostage. And that's not the full story. The extremists are holding the American people hostage. We have 12 days, 12, when we return to fund the government, to live up to the job the American people sent us here to do. This is a reckless march to a MAGA shutdown. And for what? In pursuit of a national abortion ban? Is that what we're here doing? The American people," says Catherine Clark, Democrat of Massachusetts, "the American people see through this. They know who is fighting for them, fighting for solutions. Your time is coming. The American people are watching. They're going to demand accountability. We should be staying here, completing these appropriation bills, stripping out the toxic, divisive, bigoted writers that have been put in these bills, and getting back to work for freedom and for our economy and for the American family," unquote. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you either on the phone or download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store on the iPhone or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Civic Media. You'll see the cool little CM logo designed by our fantastic Rebecca in graphics. Punch on that to download it. Less than a minute. Won't cost you a thing. There is a tip button on there. If you want to leave a tip for Luke Mathers, you can do that. There's no tip. There's no tip button. Wouldn't it be fantastic though if there were?
I now have the great idea.
Right?
Just give me a couple days.
There may be a tip button coming. But what do you think about that? I mean, what do you think? Look, I mean, the Republicans say, well, most of what we do up here is bad. Tell that to the military folks or a lot of government employees who will not get paid if we go through another government shutdown.
Who among us, Todd, doesn't have the opportunity to go on a six-week vacation before doing one of the very important things that they need to do with their job? Come on. Who among us?
Right. Great six-week vacation. Back to the district. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I love these, I say this tongue-in-cheek, of course, I love these mega Republicans say, well, you know, we don't do anything up here good anyway. The continual kind of painting the government as this terrible, terrible thing. And look, I'm a former Republican, and I still think that I'm a fiscal conservative. There are a lot of government programs, particularly at the federal level, that should be cut out. There is government waste. I'm not going to say that. But the fact is, our federal government also does a lot of good. It always fascinates me when these Republicans get up and say, oh, federal spending, we have to cut federal spending, and then a hurricane hits Alabama or Mississippi. Or a flood or a tornado hits Kentucky. And these same mega Republicans are the first one to stand in line for government assistance.
During the pandemic, some of the first with their hands out for PPP loans.
Yeah. And I know you guys do. Whether it was with Dueling Tangents or now on Town Call, Luke, you've been all over this. The hypocrisy. Guys like Robin, what's poppin', Robin Voss? Taking all kinds. That's going to be a segment. We're working on a segment called What's Poppin' Robin Voss. It's a popcorn business.
I get the joke. Rock it's and hilarious.
Robin, instead of Rock and Robin, it's What's Poppin'? Duh, duh, duh. What's Poppin'? Duh, duh, duh. What's Poppin'? What's Poppin'? Robin Voss. And just the absurdity of Robin. By the way, he liked on social media this week. Did you see that? This cartoon that is against Jewish people, for goodness sake?
Yeah.
What's up with him?
Republican Town. It was a satire that Robin Voss would like to see as real, which is disturbing.
The Republican Party has gone to crazy town. We'll go there as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show with Luke Mathers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, The Stephanie Miller Show. On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Owen Lopez. A key gauge of inflation shows the slowing of price increases last month.
For the 12 months that ended in June, the Commerce Department's personal consumption expenditures price index rose 3% compared to 3.8% in May. Takeout energy and food prices and the core PCE showed prices rising 4.1% from June to June, slightly below what economists expected. The same report shows Americans spending more last month than they did in May. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Former President Trump facing new charges in the special counsel's classified documents case. Trump and his aide, Walt Nauta, are facing new counts of obstruction along with a new defendant of attempting to delete surveillance video at the Florida State last summer. 150 million Americans facing heat alerts across the country. The most populated areas of the Northeast, including New York City and D.C., could see the hottest temperatures of the season. This is ABC News.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Another round of sweltering heat for parts of the Southwest. Triple-digit temperatures are taxing residents in hard-hit Texas. Health officials there have confirmed 3 dozen heat-related deaths this summer. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Fort Worth.
65 million Americans currently under heat alerts from Florida to California. Here in Texas, sweltering heat putting crops and livestock at risk. Ranchers turning to cryotherapy and large fans to cool them off.
A Russian court sentenced Alexei Navalny to 19 years in prison, adding to the term he is already serving on other charges. Vladimir Putin's political rival in court looking gaunt but remained defiant. The campaign and court calendar is stacking up after the third indictment of former President Trump. He pleaded not guilty yesterday to felony charges related to efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump is also facing another possible indictment in a Georgia case on attempts to overturn state results. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Mad Radio WMDX, I'm Luke Mathers. Here's what you need to know in the Madison area. A crop dusting plane clipped a power line in Cottage Grove yesterday afternoon. The event caused a fire near Nora Road in Cottage Grove. Crews with the Dane County Sheriff's Office and the Cottage Grove Fire Department put out the fire. It's unknown at this time if any injuries were sustained in the accident. Renewable energy efforts boosting a local utility company's second quarter earnings. That is what Madison Gas and Electric says contributed to the increase in revenue compared to the same period last year. MG&E's revenue was almost $7 million more the last 3 months compared to the second quarter of 2022. The University of Wisconsin-Madison will expand beer sales to the general public at the Kohl Center and Laban Arena starting this season. That used to be reserved for suites and club seats only. The State Journal reports there's no plan yet to expand beer sales for football games at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Mad Radio, WMBX Madison.
Do you want Wisconsin to suck? I don't. That's why you listen to me now. I'm Hawk, owner of the Atomic Koi Cocktail Lounge. Come to the Koi and tell them you're there because Luke and Brian sent you. Then, I can spend more money on ads and help Mad Radio keep Wisconsin from spiraling into post-apocalyptic Republican suckage. I mean, that's Iowa's job. Buy a round of the Atomic Koi and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Okay.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Mathers is spicing it up on a TGIF Friday edition of the Town Hall Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Luke, sir, glad to have you along at 2:33.
Yeah, it is 2:33. I don't have to double check. We know what time it is, folks.
We know what time it is. Mr. Zommer is on a well-deserved day off and with you on a Friday. Hope your Friday is going well. And be aware, could be some heavy weather coming through later on this afternoon and tonight across parts of Wisconsin. So this heat apparently is about to break, cool down a little bit starting tomorrow, but may trigger some severe storms with some high winds and hail in parts of the state. Be listening to your respective Civic Media radio station. We will break in and give you any warnings should they happen. I know yesterday during Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom, Corey Hartman broke in and did a great job of telling folks how to stay safe.
Yeah, something definitely rolled through late last night, or I guess early this morning. My power went out around 12:30 last night. Yeah, and there was a bunch of kind of not a bunch of fallen branches and whatnot, but there was some debris that was blown about. The cover of the grill almost flew all the way off. So there had to have been some high winds coming through at least my neck of the woods last night, and I should have been listening to Civic Media, but I was asleep. So that is my excuse for why I did not get the update on our tremendous stations.
It's one advantage of starting to lose my hearing is it really takes a big storm in order to wake Todd up.
just sleeping right through
it. But I love a good...
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Central Wisconsin Car Cruise takes place tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. The car show begins at 10 a.m. at Lincoln High School. The cruise takes off at 4. They'll have live music from 4 to 11 p.m. at Lions Club Park, with food and beverages available to purchase. All proceeds will benefit local volunteer emergency services. The proposed concert venue in downtown Wausau, set to be called The River, has been scrapped. VY Properties said Wausau is not in a position to meet the infrastructural needs of a development of this scale. The company is no longer pursuing this development in Wausau. Instead, they're exploring other potential sites in the area. A new funeral home broke ground on Tuesday. Ascend Funeral Home and Cremation Care will be the first nonprofit in the area. This unique approach is meant to support anyone regardless of financial situation, belief, or background. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Celebrate and support the Grand Rapids Fire Department during their celebration on Saturday, August 5th from 4 to 11 p.m. Head out to the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 2411 36th Street South for some great food and drink, along with awesome live music, including Chase Quinches from 4 to 7 and Star 69 from 7 to 11. Visit the world-famous Rudolph Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave for the 102nd annual St. Philip Church Picnic, full of food, refreshments, games, and raffles, Sunday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mass begins at 10 at the church, followed by activities on the grounds. The event is located at 6957 Grotto Avenue in Rudolph.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linens, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows, on a cloud.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 87. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Upper 70s Sunday and Monday with thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
This on a Friday, 844-967-2789. Why not go back out to the old stomping grounds? I was just there this past week on Wednesday. Spent the night overnight up there at Mom's in Richland Center. Go out to Richland Center now, home of WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin. And Robert, listening in on RCE. Thanks for calling in. What say you, Robert?
Yeah, hi. First of all, I just want to talk about helium briefly.
Sure.
Helium is used in a lot of things, such as MRI machines and rocket engines and air to missile guide systems, NASA applications, and a variety of other things. So nuclear reactors, because helium doesn't become radioactive, so it can be used as part of the cooling medium. So helium has a lot of really cool uses besides our party balloons.
Well, this is exactly why I love this show, because we have smart people like you. I had no idea helium was used in MRI machines.
Well, I knew it was used in MRI machines, but, you know, I just Googled and figured out all the rest of this stuff. But while I'm on the phone,
I appreciate the honesty. This is like the old Johnny Carson Stump the Band. This is Stump Todd Friday.
So could I chip in on Derek Van Orden?
Please. You live in the 3rd Congressional District out there in Richland County. What say you on Mr. DVO?
Well, so the one thing is, I think it was just the incident itself was awful about yelling at the teenage page or something. But, you know, I also think what's almost worse is the fact on how he tried to justify it at the end by this whole cockamamie story about in Civil War, people were put in there and
soldiers right.
like desecrating soldiers' group, which is just such a reach. And it's such as not like, oh, I'm sorry, I guess I lost it for a minute. I should have been okay, you know. But the follow-up just tells you more about his character than the actual incident, I believe.
I think that's a great point. And again, to clarify, there are at least not any known soldiers buried under the Capitol. I mean, my gosh, the Capitol was built already during the Civil War. It was used as a hospital. And you know something about hospitals. And it was a place where Union soldiers were treated. And again, I agree with you 100%. As they say, the cover-up is always worse than the crime. And to make up that crap is just, it's ridiculous.
Well, I know. It's such a reach to say that you're desecrating graves, because like you said, it was a hospital. I'm sure some people maybe had died in there, and you know, but it's such a reach.
Yeah, totally agree.
So,
Robert, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you listening. As always, have a great weekend out there in Richland County.
Okay, thanks. You too.
All right, thank you very much. If you'd like to be like Robert, give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Would you say that's the most generous that you could be then? That there weren't the graves, it was just Union soldiers' ghosts that walk the halls of Congress, right. And that's who the pages were disrespecting by laying there?
But I agree with Robert. It was, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the thing is, if you want to go, have you ever been to Arlington National Cemetery?
I have, several times.
Well, there you go. If you want to be somewhere that affects you, go to Arlington National Cemetery, where America's heroes are buried. And that is a sacred spot where our men and women who gave everything for us are actually buried. And any sort of goofiness there should not be tolerated. To me, it is a sacred spot. But that's very different than a couple of miles away at the U.S. federal capitol, where there are no soldiers buried.
And the fact that he was there when the actual desecration of the Capitol was happening on January 6th, when people were shattering windows and smearing feces on the wall and trying to overturn through violence the election, the 2020 election, the certification of that election on January 6th, 2021. We don't, like Trigvi pointed out, we don't know for certain if Derek Van Orden, Congressman Van Orden, now was in the building that day, but he was definitely on the grounds, and he witnessed that.
He was a part of his own picture for that.
Yes. He was a part of the mob that then put that violence onto that building that day. And if you are okay with that, and you were doing your civic duty or whatever, the most generous version of that, that these individuals, I forget if it was Ronna...
McDaniel.
Yeah. That said that it was appropriate political discourse.
Right.
Is how she referred to the insurrection on January 6th. For you to be okay with that, and then the routine nature of teenage Senate pages, quote-unquote, lounging in the rotunda is just... It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And you bring up a great point. I'm glad you did, that we have not heard anything from Congressman Derek Van Orten on calling out people who were at January 6th. He, too, basically, to paraphrase, not a direct quote, but paraphrase, saying that they were exercising their free speech, basically. Which, of course, we know is a complete load of crap. It was an insurrection. And I wish Congressman Van Orten would call that out. New charges for the Trumpster. Get to this quickly before the break. Special Counsel Jack Smith has brought new charges against Trump in connection with his retention of classified documents. The new indictment alleges that Trump conspired to destroy evidence when he plotted to delete video from security cameras near the storage room where he'd stored boxes containing classified documents. This was after the Department of Justice had subpoenaed that video. The plot involves a third co-conspirator, Carlos de Oliveira, who has been added to the case. De Oliveira, a former valet at the Trump Organization's Mar-a-Lago property, who became property manager there in 2022. Allegedly, he told another Trump employee that, quote-unquote, the boss wanted the server deleted and that the conversation should stay between the two of them. Apparently, it didn't. Apparently it didn't.
Imagine being that guy. Like, you get looped into this whole...
Poor Carlos.
He was a willing participant.
He was a willing participant.
I don't know about... But
I don't know.
That's a bad day at work right there, getting looped into this.
You think we need a Friday? How about that? We'll come back with what we're thankful for. Mimosa Friday and your calls as well. The Todd Allball Show. Don't go anywhere. Oh, no, we got a minute left. That's fantastic. All right, let me tease this.
See, this is my bad. I'm used to longer out song cues. You are used to shorter out song cues. I wanted to listen to Loverboy. I threw you off. This is on me.
I've been used to shorter for quite a while. Anyway, there are bone fragments believed to have been from the 15th century. Composer Ludwig van Beethoven had made their way back to Vienna after living in a locked drawer of a home in Carmichael, California, for the past 30 years. I'm not making this up. Beethoven was in California, but by golly, he's made his way back to Europe. We'll talk about it after this on the Todd Allball Show. Now, this is the Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend, our colleague, Matt Flynn. And Matt Flynn direct from 3 until 4. I am the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Fan Club.
It's pretty official at this point. It's pretty official,
folks. Here's why I love this program. Because you're going to learn something. We all learn something because Matt Flynn is an attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We're going to learn something. Number two, Matt Flynn does not take himself that seriously. I mean, he's not a stick in the mud. He'll say something. He kind of chuckles about it because he knows it's a little bit off, but he thinks it's funny. And anytime he laughs, I laugh along with him. And I think it's fantastic, right? So, I mean, it's a great program. You're going to learn something. You're going to have a laugh, and you're also going to have great callers. Each and every show, that's Matt Flynn, direct 3 to 4 at 4 o'clock, Kurti and Dom. Never personal, only politics. It is the Devil's Advocate coming up at 4 till 6. At 6 o'clock, a great repeat of the Maggie Dawn Show. She called in today. God bless her. Even on her day off, she's still working.
That's how I screened the call. I was like, Maggie, don't you know? You got the day off.
but yet she's working anyway.
Yeah, she's listening. She's listening to Civic Media. She wanted to engage with you and Trig V on the air, and so she called in.
She's fantastic. An attorney herself. Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. We have Pizza Box Mike in tonight, 7 until 8. Always a great show, Pizza Box. And then we've got at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. Our friend Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio at 10 o'clock. Got to meet Robert here about a month or so ago up at Green Bay. Fantastic guy. Smart guy. Also very funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very funny guy.
I didn't realize what a funny guy he was. But really, really a cool sense of humor. Great person. Great Native American perspective. Native Roots Radio later on. And, of course, this weekend, Mr. Mathers, the Cripes cast with Charlie Behrens at noon, high noon, well, depending, but at noon on Saturday and Sunday.
Depends how you celebrate your weekend, I guess, right?
Exactly right.
But yeah, high noon, Cripes cast, and then following that, you got Under the Helmet with the Gravediggers. So right. Gilbert Brown joins Earl Ingram for that conversation taking place 1 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, fantastic. A couple of quick shout-outs. I have neglected. I wish my niece a happy birthday last Sunday. I wish my dad a happy birthday on Thursday. I forgot to also recognize my youngest niece, Isabel, who made my oldest niece, Addison's, cake. It was her 21st birthday. It was a very creative cake. It was a cake using a Barbie doll, which, of course, is, you know, in right now. And the Barbie doll was kind of like bent over the cake with her hands on it. And my niece used glitter to like replicate barf, basically, for her 21st birthday. And what was cool, she had the pink shoes, and one of the shoes is on top of the cake, like the Barbie had lost her shoe.
That is a very creative baking right? experiment right there. Right? I would have tried and failed. Baking is not a good one for me.
I enjoy it, but I'm not that creative. So congratulations. By the way, my mother would want me to say this. My oldest niece had a pretty subdued 21st birthday. She behaved herself, just had a couple of beverages and just kind of chilled. A shout out to Amanda Schultz, youngest favorite daughter of my former boss, Dale Schultz, who is getting married this weekend. She and her lovely fiance, Will, I will be going to the festivities. So looking forward to that. Now, what the hell did you just do? It's just, you just...
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
They're in their mid-20s. First thing, my brother and his roommate were like, we need internet right away. And so they made sure before the gentleman left to test to make sure the internet worked.
Smart.
And it did.
Smart. Your brother's a smart dude.
Of his roommate, but he's good on that stuff too.
Oh, very good. Here it is. Kenny Chesney, one of my favorite artists. Kenny Chesney, pardon me. He has a great song called We Do. And so we like to say what we're thankful for every week. And then we cheers to that. Mr. Mathers, we'd like to say something you're thankful for this week.
Yeah, I am thankful for all of the tremendous Civic Media staff that are going above and beyond to pitch in. Here at Civic Media, we are doing something incredible, and just the team that we have put together is tremendous, and I am very thankful.
That's awesome.
Yourself included.
Well, thank you. I was going to say, I'm thankful for Luke Mathers because he's a chilled, cool dude. He had a couple of great shows this week. It takes a team, as Luke says, to put all this stuff on the air. But I'm thankful for Luke and all he has done to help our show and continues to do, including giving Mr. Zomers a day off. So also to you and to all of our fine staff, thankful that hopefully the weather is going to break a little bit. Thankful to have people like Amanda Schultz and her lovely family. I'm going to that wedding, so thankful for that. And thankful just to be healthy. You know, a lot of times we complain and gripe and groan, but health is a blessing and a wonderful thing. So, Luke, who lives like we do? We do. He didn't have his mic.
We do.
Very good. It is Mimosa Friday. And now, Luke, now you would vibe.
All right. There we go.
There we go. Oh, it's a fine, it's kind of slushy.
It's an icy almost. You were storing something somewhere that froze almost, yes. At least half froze. But
in honor of Puddin' Fingers DeSantis, we have a little icy here on a Friday. Thanks to Trigby Olson as well. And above all, thank you to all of you who listen to each of us each and every day. We appreciate you so much. Have a great weekend across the state of Wisconsin. We'll see you Monday. Stay tuned now. Matt Flynn Direct is next. Do not go anywhere. He sees you on the line, and he'll take your calls after the top of the hour. Have a great weekend. For Luke Mathers, I'm Todd Albaugh on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging your drum.
Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
She's
the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.